sanctions waiver against Iran restored. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The Biden administration making some moves it hopes will get Iran back to the 2015 nuclear deal.
The Biden White House on Friday restoring some sanctions relief to Iran's atomic program, but Iran wasting little time to say the latest U.S. move is not enough. Secretary of State Antony Blinken signing several sanctions waivers related to Iran's civilian nuclear activities, reversing a Trump-era move to rescind them. All this coming as U.S. negotiators return to Vienna for what could be a make-or-break session. Iran has been violating the 2015 nuclear deal since the U.S. withdrew from the pact in 2018. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Tensions even higher between Russia and Ukraine as the Pentagon warns Russia is planning a fake flag operation to justify an invasion.
Russia has now activated the equivalent of 10 U.S. Army divisions as the first of nearly 2,000 American paratroopers from the 82nd Airborne Division have touched down in Poland. The Biden administration is warning that Russia could begin more false flag operations and they could pop up at any time. 70% of Russia's forces are now in place to launch a full-scale invasion of Ukraine.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Protests in the U.S. today against China hosting the Olympic Games now underway in Beijing over its record of human rights violations. A group gathered at the New York headquarters of NBC, which is broadcasting the games.
NBC, you are on the wrong side of history. History will tell with these terrible atrocities, genocides being committed in China. You're just covering it like it's normal.
A protest was also held in the nation's capital. Police in Brown Deer, Wisconsin, outside of Milwaukee, say two people are dead and two more injured, one critically, after an apartment complex shooting. The suspect is one of the people shot. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
An anonymous Instagram account detailing horror stories from Capitol Hill staffers is getting a lot of attention.
The Instagram page Dear White Staffers runs like a stream of consciousness nightmare for young and once enthusiastic Hill staffers who are not afraid to call out lawmakers by name. I don't know if you believe in Jesus or Allah, but you're going to obey me, one anonymous user recalled being told by a current progressive congresswoman. Another user referred to a different Democratic lawmaker by name, saying, quote, I know a guy who worked for her. He had a stutter, and she made fun of him for it. The account was started as a place for staffers of color to express their unique Hill frustrations, but it has now become a dominant force for those working in the offices of largely Democratic members of Congress to call out hypocrisy.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A Virginia judge has blocked Governor Glenn Youngkin's push to eliminate mask mandates in schools. Fox's Mark Meredith reports.
Seven Virginia school systems have gotten their way. A circuit court judge has issued a temporary block of Governor Glenn Youngkin's executive order, which prevented schools from mandating students wear masks. Now, Youngkin argues large-scale mask mandates are ineffective and impractical. He believes masking should be an individual choice. It's an issue that he campaigned on heavily before becoming governor just a month ago. This week, seven school districts told a judge, though, the governor's order was putting people's health at risk. The board's also arguing Youngkin was overstepping his authority and had not had the right to dictate how school boards decided health policies. The judge agreed. She says changing the rules now could create more problems for Virginia's parents.
The governor is expected to appeal. Hundreds of people in Istanbul marched to the Greek consulate to protest the deaths of 19 migrants near Turkey's border with Greece. Turkey's authorities say the migrants froze to death earlier this week after being illegally pushed back across the frontier by Greek guards. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.